Welcome to the Personal Injury Marketing Minute, where we quickly cover the hot topics in the legal marketing world. I'm your host, Lindsay Busfield, and today we're going to be talking about live chat. While many law firms have some sort of chat feature installed on their website, how effective is that program at converting leads into clients? We have Mark Shepard, the CEO of Engage, with us today to discuss the advantages of live chat and how personal injury lawyers can use live chat to earn more customers. Mark, welcome. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So tell us a little bit about Engage. Why did you start it?
Well, I actually didn't start it. I was the first sales rep for Engage. That was probably 12 years ago.
Oh, wow.
So we actually started Engage. It started off as just the software. We had the law firms monitoring those chats themselves. And they came back to us pretty quickly and said, hey, this is not working. Sorry, your software sucks. And on our end, we're like, actually, no, because we can see when you're monitoring these chats, and it's pretty much never. Like you're in court, your secretary's got 100 other things that she's handling or he's handling. And then, so that's kind of where this idea came up. Like, why don't we monitor these chats for you and see how that goes? So that kind of that test started off. And that's when we started getting feedback from these attorneys, like, hey, you guys have something here. And then it was just a matter of replicating that and scaling it from there.
So it sounds like you were working with attorneys primarily. Was that what you had in mind specifically, or is that what Engage had in mind specifically as they got started?
It's just what made sense. So Engage used to be owned by a company called the Search Engine Guys. They're a web company, SEO company, and they worked primarily with law firms. And so it just made natural sense to, try to roll out Engage to those existing clients, but also just because we kind of knew the legal space. But it makes sense for attorneys and really any business that's got high value clients that are, they have potential to sign up. So it was a natural fit for law firms, especially PI firms.
And so I know that a lot of people throw the terms live chat and chatbot around interchangeably, but there is a substantial difference. So would you mind talking about what that difference is and what Engage actually offers?
Sure. So a bot chat is just what it sounds like. It's a robot. You basically have preset responses that you program in for the bot to respond to visitors. With Engage, we've got live operators 24/7, we found that makes a significant difference in terms of conversion. So I always relate it to like if you've got a problem with a company and you call in, like, are you getting a live person right on the spot or are you getting like the phone tree? And so that's the main difference. We do use bots in some ways. Like, for example, if we're chatting with somebody and then they just go dark, we can kind of like transfer that to a bot that'll try to drum that visitor back up and get them talking again, just to make the operator more efficient. But right now, it's such a personal topic when let's say you were injured in a car accident or your loved one was. You need a live person there to be empathetic and hear that person out, as opposed to just like, here's the stock answer that you're going to get
Absolutely.
Every single time,
If that's the first point of contact that a prospective client has with a law firm, you want that point to be empathetic and to be a real human who can show that they care and on behalf of the law firm that the law firm cares and can be somebody that's trustworthy.
Yeah. The downside of that is we have people messing with our operators all the time.
No.
So they'll test us out. I mean, we encourage it just because it shows that we're real, we're live people on the other end. But yeah, you get some people that they don't have much to do during COVID, I guess.
People just get bored. Yeah. So how does the chat process work? How do your agents know how to answer questions? Are there scripts that they're given? Are there things that they're not allowed to say? Talk to us a little bit about that process.
Yeah, so we basically will create a custom code for the attorney's own website. It's basically, you know, your web guy could copy and paste that code. As soon as they do that, it's live. So we will have operators that are 24/7 there monitoring that chat. And the whole goal, you know, is to engage that visitor in a conversation before they might have otherwise left the site or gone to a competitor. Once we're chatting, you know, it's a high priority to never offer any kind of legal advice. That's a big part of the operator training. They're never going to go there. What they will do is ask questions, really open-ended questions, because it's part of the conversion piece is we want to get that visitor talking and we want to get them comfortable to the point where they're ready to take the next step, which is, you know, talking to the attorney or the intake team on the phone. So it's truly a conversion tool. You're getting a visitor who maybe they never checked out a legal site before. They've never had to hire an attorney before and they're not really sure what to do. They're not quite ready to pick up the phone just yet. And so, but if someone's there 24/7, then they can just type something. You know, they can be anonymous for as long as they want. And then that's when it's our job to kind of get them warmed up, you know, hear them out, get the basic details of their case, and then relay that directly to the firm.
So it sounds like it's kind of a cross between a greeter and an intake specialist, but before they get to that intake specialist level, what kinds of questions are commonly asked or answered?
So if they come in and say, I was in an accident, you say, you know, I'm so sorry to hear that. We may be able to help. Can you tell me a little bit more about how this happened?
Gotcha.
We'll find out if they were injured. We'll find out where it happened, when it happened. And just, like I said, hear the visitor out on what their specific situation is. And then once we've got the basic details, that's when we're going to relay it directly to the firm. We can even transfer them in a phone call right away if the firm wants.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, we call it a live transfer. Get, you know, immediately put it that opportunity in the law firm's hands to hopefully help that person out.
That sounds very helpful. And so when a visitor goes to the website and they see the Engage chat on there, how obvious is it that there is this chat on your website? Do you recommend that websites show the live chat or use a pop-up? How do you get users to actually engage with Engage?
So we recommend just showing the live chat. We've done extensive testing on this. 'Cause what you don't want to do is, you know, scare off every visitor that comes to your site, right? Because you got so much stuff popping up on the site. Google has recommended and always kind of been against pop-ups. So we've gone, they convert really well, but we've gone away from that. We kind of have, there's just a tab on the left side of the site. And then we have kind of a little chat window that appears in the bottom right corner. Our testing and the way we've got that set up now, it actually converts slightly better than that old school pop-up we used to have. And we also think it's a much better user experience. So that's the direction that we're going right now.
Yeah, having that good user experience is so important. You definitely don't want it to be all that anybody sees and they actually miss the other content that's on the website or get annoyed with it and leave.
So it's, I always relate it to, like, you know, walking into a department store. So it's nice for someone to ask if you need any help kind of when you're there. But if you're good, you don't want them to keep kind of like hovering over your shoulder and pestering you.
You don't want them bringing the perfume bottle and squirting you in the face.
Exactly. Yeah. So the visitor can kind of click, they can exit out if they're not into it. And then that tab is always there on the left side should they have a question, you know, later on down the road.
That's great. And I know a lot of these chat programs are kind of similar and take a slightly different approaches. So what does Engage do better than other live chats?
I think it's the way our operators handle the chats themselves. You know, they're specifically trained in conversion. and we use different responses. I mean, we put a big emphasis on response time. Because if you're not responding right away, that's kind of our original issue with having the law firms monitor the chat. If you're not responding within 5 seconds, you're going to lose a lot of visitors. So yeah, I think it's the way they handle the chats themselves. The approach that we have from start to finish, we've done a lot of like head-to-head comparisons, split tests, case studies with different chat companies, and Engage consistently converts twice as many chat leads as some of these other providers.
That's great.
A lot of them
really
are cheaper, but it's just a situation where we know that each one of these chat opportunities is potentially so valuable that it's not like something you want to skimp out at the top of the funnel, if that makes sense.
Absolutely. Yeah, the conversion is really what it's all about. And so how has COVID impacted the conversion rates or the demand for live chat? What impacts have you seen from that over the past year or so?
We've had a lot, I'd say, I mean, Gage has been, you know, consistently growing at a really healthy rate over time. But even last year, it seemed like we had more attorneys reach out because of COVID. You know, they know their typical brick and mortar store might not be open. So here's a way of being available 24/7 when somebody's checking you out online. As far as the chats go, it really depends on the firm. So we were talking about, like, there's some firms who, you know, pulled back all their marketing just because they had to. And so they may have seen their website traffic dial back and then their chats dial back at the same time. And, you know, we've got other firms who are like, hey, this is an opportunity. My competitors are pulling back. I'm going to try to get some market share here. And, you know, they get more website visitors, they're getting more chats. So it's been interesting depending on the firm. And then at the macro level, you got like, just there's fewer cars on the road right now, fewer car accidents in general. So I'd say more firms signing up for Engage, just kind of knowing this is the way things are going. I think chats have been up and down depending on the individual firm, but, you know, long term, I don't see people chatting as something that's going to ever go away.
No, I don't think so either, especially now as people are tuning more into the kind of the virtual interaction world. That's something that's going to become even more popular over time, which is great. And it'll allow Engage to continue to grow and develop. And with that growth and development, do you guys have anything new coming out?
We do. And so on that last point too, like we talk about chat being here to stay. It's a lot like texting. So we can do texting as well. We can set up a specific number for your firm. If they text that number, we'll respond the same way a chat is responded to. So we've had guys like throw their text number up on a billboard.
Oh, wow.
They, you know, it's an immediate call to action. So it's kind of like a chat. You can put a chat link anywhere, even if it's not a website. It's kind of an interesting way to go about it.
What a cool, innovative approach.
Yeah, we think so. As far as brand new stuff coming out, we have a program called Consumer Assistance. So the way a typical chat goes, it's $35 for each qualified lead that we send to the firm. So the chat has to be relevant to the firm's practice areas. It's got to be within the firm's geographic area. And then it's got to be a new contact for the firm. So let's say there's a chat, it was a fender bender, nobody's injured. You know, we'll still send that to the firm just to let them know that it took place. But there's a link on that email that we send to the firm. They can click, this was not PI, this is not relevant to what I do. And then that way they're not charged for it. So the idea with this this new consumer assistance program is basically like, hey, if you're getting you know, a decent number of these chats that aren't relevant to your practice, we're still going to let you know that they took place. But if you want, we can kind of automatically no fee those for you and kind of take that intake work off your plate. Take that time that you're requesting a credit off your plate. And then we can actually go a step further and try to put that visitor in touch with an attorney in our network. So it's been great feedback so far. You're saving the firm time. If we are able to place that visitor with somebody else in our network, you actually get a $10 credit in your account. So it'll save the firm time, save the firm money. But I think the coolest part is you're actually helping out that visitor at the end of the day too. So instead of just kind of saying like, sorry, go start over. they're put it directly in touch with another attorney that handles, let's say that attorney handles property damage claims. And now you're helping out that visitor really without having to do anything. Pretty simple.
That's great. And then you get the $10 credit as well as the goodwill from that person. If they are ever in an accident that's relevant to a particular attorney, that attorney's firm, since they were able to help them out, you would think that that would establish more of a connection in the future if they ever needed it. Wow. What a great program. That sounds very well thought out. And I know that we've dealt with a lot of attorneys, LSAs, and in that process, if a user calls an attorney from the Google LSA, there's a way to dispute those calls if it's not relevant, but how much easier would it be to have that be automatically disputed if it isn't necessarily relevant to your firm? So what a great system that you guys have there.
Yeah, so basically the firm would just work with their account rep at Engage, and we'd say like, hey, anything that's Texas and that's related to PI, I want it, of course. But if it's outside that, you know, we'll still copy the attorney on the chat email and everything, but all that other work would just kind of get taken care of automatically.
That's fantastic. What a great way to streamline it. So, well, thank you so much, Mark. This has been very informative, and I really appreciate you coming on and sharing all this information with our listeners. So thank you so much, and I hope that you have a great day.
Yeah, thank you so much. So if you're interested in checking out more, our website is engagelive.com. Engage is spelled without the E on the front. We got cute there. And feel free to reach out. You can obviously chat on there. If you got any further questions, our team can help you out.
Yeah, you would think that you would have a great live chat system on your website itself. And we'll be sure to put the link to your website in the comments for the podcast today.
Awesome. Thank you, Lindsay. Great. Thank you for having me.
Mark. Take care.